We are back at Renegade Harley-Davidson for a first look at the 2026 Heritage Softail Classic Liberty Edition. We're going to take a look at what you get with the Liberty Edition. Is it really worth it? What makes it special? And why people are going crazy over this new Liberty Edition model. In 1976, Harley-Davidson introduced another bicentennial Liberty Edition style motorcycle. And this, 50 years later, is the most current release of that special collection. This is considered part of the enthusiast paint set. So while this bike isn't numbered and we don't know exactly how many of them will be released, all indications that I have is we can expect about 2,000 units of each model of the Liberty Edition. Now, if you haven't seen, there are two other models to get this Liberty Edition enthusiast paint set, and those are the Street Glide and the Street Glide 3. Obviously, one of the big things that everybody sees right away is this tank emblem and this eagle right here on the paint. And the blue windshield makes this obvious that this is a Liberty Edition also. It's the only Heritage coming with the blue windshield from the factory. But there's other little subtleties that come along with this. For example, there's blue trim in this tank console. We have red, white, and blue stitching across the back of the seat and blue trim stitching in the seat in different areas and along the saddlebag. We also have some red, white, and blue in the air cleaner. Up here on the handlebars, where this clamp is, we get another thing showing 1776 to 2026 limited edition for America's 250th anniversary. Now let's just talk about the Heritage Softail Classic for a minute. In my opinion, it's one of the most underrated cruisers in Harley-Davidson's lineup. This is a bike that you literally can hop on and go tour the country, right like it is. We've got bags for storage. We have very comfortable ergonomics with a more forward-setting floorboard. We have mini apes. I've sat on this bike and rode it for days when I went to Daytona. And I got to ride it during the press event last year when the new 2025 Softails came out. A lot of huge improvements came out in 2025. Harley-Davidson brought out the new hand controls that allow us to have functionality for things like rider safety modes, cruise control. All that stuff's built into all of the cruisers now. We get custom ride modes for like rain, street, and sport. You can even add heated grips on the Softails now, and it's simply a matter of plugging it in here in the console. You don't have to run wires all down the bars anymore or anything like that. Now, when you go to look at this motorcycle on Harley-Davidson's website, this paint set is called Midnight Ember, and there's been some confusion about the pricing. So let's talk about that for just a second. Harley-Davidson's website talks about the base price of $20,000. Now, that is for the solo model. When you add these paint trims, they'll show you like plus $2,000, but the price doesn't change. You actually have to go to the bike builder and see the changes in the price as you configure it. You get the upgraded wheel option. You get lace wheels instead of cast wheels. One of the other things that came with these bikes in 2025 is TPMS. So even with lace wheels, you still get TPMS because they are tubeless laced wheels. Heritage Softail is actually one of my favorite bikes for balance, and I highly recommend it for people that are, well, we'll say vertically challenged. With the 26.3-inch seat height, this is really easy for people who are not long-legged to ride and very comfortable. Yet, for riders that are taller, it's still comfortable. This bike fits a lot of riders in a really good way. Probably has the best ergonomics of any of the Softail cruisers in the lineup, in my opinion, as an overall bike without having to modify things. We get a 5-gallon fuel tank, and even after filling up this tank and it's in full running order with all the fluids in it, we're still only 719 pounds. And it feels like it's less than that when you're trying to maneuver this bike. It's very maneuverable, very nimble, fun to ride. I was surprised how much fun it was to ride till I got to spend a couple days on it at Daytona. And you don't think that it couldn't keep up with any of the other more sportier cruisers on the press ride? I've seen people getting with it on the Heritage. It's no slouch, and it's super comfortable. So the Heritage comes with the 117 Classic variant. Some of the other models, like the Lowrider ST, have a little more horsepower, but this bike still has 98 horsepower and 120 foot-pounds of torque. Thing gets up and goes just fine. With 6-speed transmission, with final belt drive for low maintenance, seen bikes that are 25 years old with 80,000 miles on the original belt still rolling down the highway. In 2025, when the new Softails came out, all LED lighting throughout the bike, of course that carries over to 2026, LED bullet turns, spotlights, headlight, everything on this bike, LED now. And again, with those revisions that came in 2025, we got these rider safety enhancements. These include things like the TPMS I already mentioned, but also linked corner braking, straight line traction control, ABS, built into this with a whole bunch of rider safety enhancements. All right, guys, I want to thank Teddy Morse's Renegade Harley-Davidson for letting us come down here and do a first look. This is, again, the 2026 Harley-Davidson Heritage Softail Classic in the Liberty Edition. These are some of the first Liberty Editions I've been seeing, have been the Heritage Softails. I've seen a couple posts of some of the Street Glides. I haven't seen a Tri Glide or Street Glide 3 yet in the Liberty Edition, but those are the only three models that come in the Liberty Edition. So we'll be showing you more of those when we get a chance to see them. Y'all stay safe, keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.